firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Second half hour, last half hour, hour number three here on this Friday, July 10th, 2026 edition. Looking forward to the weekend because I'm not going to be talking. I have got to restore my vocal cords. I spoke with my doctor and I have nodules on my vocal cord. They call them singer nodules. It's from overusing your voice for over 14 years, 3 hours a day, almost 11,000 hours on this microphone, along with public speaking events, business meetings, Zoom meetings at night, all the things I do, I simply overuse my voice. And so I have to be dead air all weekend. Thank God. So it's going to be done. Hopefully back on Monday, the voice will be restored and we'll be able to get through all 3 hours of the show. If you'd like the phone number screenshot to Missy's personal cell phone, text me 231-360-5140. Text me Missy. I'll send you the screenshot, her picture, her cell phone number, and you can call her directly. Short story I wanted to get into today's show, repeating all weekend long Monday morning. The budget. Well, it was submitted to the governor last Friday, a week ago, July 3rd, with 66 policy issue bills. One of them, though, did not include reducing property taxes, which remains to be the top of the to-do list for House Speaker Matt Hall. Also, wading into the debate over the total elimination of the state income tax, which would result in $13 billion in revenue being lost to Lansing. Well, last night, the three Republican gubernatorial candidates, John James, Mike Cox, and Perry Johnson, who, by the way, I'm endorsing and voting for Perry Johnson, held a debate with Rick Elbum from Wood TV down in Grand Rapids. It was amazing that all three of them now, including John James, has some sort of advocate position to eliminate all of the income tax or a portion of it. The income tax remains the main source of revenue to fund state governments around the country. However, eight of them, including Florida, does not have state income tax. During a Zoom meeting exchange this week with TV6 News, Speaker Hall said, "I don't think you can eliminate the income tax altogether in 1 year, but I do think you can do it over several years." Well, ironically, Speaker Hall has come out and endorsed John James. And during the debate last night, John James is the only one of the three candidates to embrace what Speaker Hall is advocating for. John James on the debate stage last night said he would like to take 25% slice out of the income tax the very first year, with the goal of getting rid of it entirely eventually. So what James is proposing, what Speaker Hall is somewhat proposing, reducing it, from 4.25 to down to perhaps 3.25. It's very interesting because he goes on the theory economic folks are telling the House Speaker, Matt Hall, as he studies this income tax issue, elimination, that if you get under 4%, that would be viewed favorably and competitive with other states. However, when you get under 3% is when you really start to see economic growth. Speaker Hall said, so I think the goal would be to get it to like 3 to 3.25 and then go further when you can go further. The replacement revenue is the key question for the special interests in Lansing. But with this phase-out strategy, Speaker Hall believes there is money in the current budget that could help soften the blow as we work toward lowering the income tax for a future governor. Some of the department heads would have to give up some of their functions in their departments in order to make that kind of change that you're talking about doing. I believe that would take several years, but I do believe it's possible, end quote, said Speaker Hall. Speaker Hall, let me educate you on something. You claim that you Republicans reduced the budget this year, coming out last Friday, July 3rd, with $75.2 billion. No services, no functions in any departments need to be changed or eliminated to make cuts. And let me explain to you how. It's exactly what Perry Johnson said on the debate stage last night. The word is called efficiency. Perry Johnson is an efficiency expert. Using statistical analysis, using mathematics, using scientific analysis of how to make workers more productive, using all aspects of technology, you can actually get more productivity out of a worker with less time, money, and basically reduction of the budget automatically. But you have to be able to look at it with the right eyes to determine those efficiencies and explain to the workers how to change the way they do their jobs. This can be done immediately. It doesn't have to be phased out. Perry Johnson said on a debate stage last night, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer took over the budget from Rick Snyder, January 1st of 2019, our state budget was $58 billion. Based on inflation, the inflationary rate, the cost of goods going up alone, had she governed this state for basically the last 8 years at the rate of inflation, we would be $20 billion less in the budget. Not 13. The $13 billion it would take to eliminate income tax. Perry Johnson said we could be at $78 billion. On the rate of inflation, if you take that off of it, we could actually be down to $67 billion. With the actual rate of inflation, it should have gone up roughly about $11, $12 billion. Benefit of the doubt. Let's go from 58 to 70. You're at 86. That's already, hypothetically, $16 billion. You only need $13 billion to get rid of and eliminate income tax altogether. Perry Johnson contended that there could be another $3 to $5 billion that could eliminate property taxes for seniors. Elect Perry Johnson, let him do the audit, let him get rid of the income tax, and let him get rid of property taxes for seniors. He said it on the debate stage last night. People work their entire lives to pay off a 30-year mortgage. By the time you go on Medicare, you turn 65, your house is paid off. In most cases. But yet you got to continue to pay property taxes. You don't have kids in school. Perhaps it's just you and the wife retired at 65 on Medicare going into your golden years of retirement, but you still have to pay property taxes or you face tax foreclosure and losing your house. Perry Johnson says a forensic Michigan economic government audit would find the money and it can be done. John James, you want to eliminate 1% of the income tax. 1%. That's unacceptable. That's not enough. The other candidate on the debate stage, Mike Cox, he's completely in sync with Perry Johnson. Let's do an audit. Let's cut the spending. Let's eliminate the income tax altogether. And oh, by the way, those 8 states, including Florida, that have no income tax, guess what? Every single year since they got rid of their income tax, they've increased their population in their state. If your state's not growing population, folks, your state is dying. We have been declining for years. Again, I talk about the 2010 census when I ran for state senate against Howard Walker. We were the only state in America that lost population. Remember the billboards down on I-75 near Monroe? The last one out of Michigan, please turn off the lights. It was happening. And it was happening because of Governor Jennifer Granholm. Another Democrat governor, like Whitmer, for 8 years destroyed the economy of this state. You have to understand, folks, this upcoming election is critical. As far as I'm concerned, the outside businessman Perry Johnson is the only one that, number one, can afford to fund his campaign on his own without any money from anybody. He mentioned this on the debate stage last night, too. James has taken all kinds of money from DTE and Consumers Energy. He's taken it from PACs. He says he's controlled by the electric companies and these PACs that he's beholden to. Nobody controls me. I'm not beholden to anybody because I have financed my campaign all on my own. John James is a puppet. Basically is what he said on the debate stage last night. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. Just want to wrap up the stories here regarding the debate last night. The first debate that was done on Fox 2 in Detroit on Wednesday was very aggressive, very attackful. Both Mike Cox, mostly Mike Cox, and Perry Johnson attacked John James. They were on the offense. He was on the defense. They really didn't get into policy. Last night, they did a little bit more policy, but there was still some punching, some jabs, some shots taken. But the bottom line is very simple, and I think it's becoming more and more clear. John James is a politician. John James has aspirations, according to Mike Cox, that he wants to become president of the United States someday. He tried to win twice for the U.S. Senate and failed, finally served in Congress. Now he wants to be a state governor and ultimately would love to be the president of the United States. Mike Cox, a Marine, attorney, former prosecutor, former attorney general, he wants to be governor because he wants to take on in court and argue and fight to make Michigan better. That's his background. That's his work set. One's a politician. One's an attorney, prosecutor. The third choice is a businessman. Perry Johnson said it numerous times last night. My entire life, my work set has been doing efficiency studies for the Navy, the Department of Defense, and over 60,000 companies. He's been doing this a long time. Every single company that he's gone in and looked at their operations, made them more efficient, fixed what was wrong with their company, they have become successful, efficient, reduced their overhead, and increased their productivity. And that's the work set Perry Johnson wants to bring to Lansing. For me, it's clear and obvious. The state of Michigan is broken, and it needs to be fixed, especially after 8 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I started looking at what happened under Jennifer Granholm. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is even worse. And under Granholm, they actually shut the government down because they failed to get a budget passed at the stroke of midnight on September 30th that year. I was parked in Diamonddale, east of Lansing, in the CPL parking lot. I had forgotten to renew the license plate to my semi. I had to go there and do it in person, or the company I was leased onto, FedEx Custom Critical, was going to take me off the road because I was operating with an invalid CPL truck plate. Got a load back to Michigan. I dropped it. I got there the night before. I parked in the parking lot. I slept in the parking lot. I walked in at 9 o'clock. The doors were locked. The government was shut down. I went out to my truck. I hailed my dispatcher on the Qualcomm, and I said, the building's closed. And he said, yeah, Randy, they didn't come to a budget solution last night at midnight. The government, your state government of Michigan, is shut down. I'll monitor it. I'll monitor the news, and I'll text you when the doors are open. Well, it was only until almost noon when a lady finally came from the inside, unlocked the doors, and waved us in. There was about four or five other semi-truck drivers in the parking lot with me. I only had one company check left. I already had it filled out for $1,800 to renew my plate. Well, they informed me at the counter that they increased the cost for a truck driver's license plate from $1,800 to $2,100. It's the only check I got. I crossed out $1,800, I wrote in $2,100, and I initialed it. She didn't want to take it. And I said, too bad. If it bounces, I'll replace it. But I initialed it, my bank will accept it. The government of the state of Michigan got shut down under Jennifer Granholm and then Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop. Whitmer did not do that during her 8 years of governor, but she came dang close. And I got to tell you, what she's done to this state has actually been worse than what happened to us under Granholm, and it's got to be fixed. We need Perry Johnson to come in and fix it. It's that simple. If you're voting right now absentee, vote for Perry Johnson. If you're going to vote August 4th in the primary, vote for Perry Johnson. And tell all your friends, tell your coworkers, tell everybody you go to church with this Sunday, we have got to get Perry Johnson. We need a businessman, not a politician, and not an attorney. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for the week. Going to rest my voice. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put 4,700 and